13th century in Spain is marked by the beginning of the reconquest of Spain by the Christians. As I will explain to you later, I hope, the Crusades in Europe forced a reevaluation of the entire relationship between the Muslims and the Christians. And the Christians, especially the popes, could not tolerate a Muslim foothold in what they considered to be Christian Europe. And because of that, they began a century-long war that would culminate in the Muslims being driven out of Spain and Spain becoming a completely Catholic country, a situation which pertains until today. This would naturally have grave consequences for the Jews. It would have very sad consequences for the Jews, because the coming of the Christian dominance in Spain would take away from Spanish Jewry its privileged position in society, and it would make out of it a persecuted minority that lived with intolerance and really with no hope of advancement or no hope for the future. But this happened gradually. It didn't happen in an instant. And beginning in the early 1200s, the Christian reconquest of Spain started in the northern provinces of Spain, close to the French border. And the Christians kept on coming south until eventually they were able, by the end of the 13th century, to have conquered Spain completely and brought it under Christian dominance. Now, the reason that I want you to understand this is because this is the backdrop regarding one of the great men of Spanish Jewry, and it helps us understand not only his life, but it helps us understand the lives of the Jewish people in Spain during that period of time. In our next lecture, God willing, I'll talk to you more generally about medieval life and about the especially Christian life and how in the 13th century the great schism between the different popes arose as Christianity had more and more problems. They focused more and more on the Jews. And because of that, the Jews will suffer hideously in Spain and throughout Europe in the 13th and 14th centuries. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, who is known to us as the Ramban, or as Nachmanides, and his Spanish name was Del Porto. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman was born in the city of Girona in Spain. Girona is a famous city in Jewish Spain, and many, many great people came from Girona. And many of them were related to Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman would grow to become the leader of Spanish Jewry after the death of the Rambam, and he would be the great conciliator in Jewish life after the death of the Rambam. As we saw from the last lecture,